going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now we go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Dan Dockich. He is from Indy Sports Ticket 1430 and, of course, Outkick. He's Dan Dockich on X. Dan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's a beautiful day here in Indy. Let's go, baby. We're getting ready for the finals. The world's a good place. Really good place.
Does it bring you a quite amount of joy as a person who covers the games there? And I'm sure there's you got to have some sort of an affinity. I mean, you've seen how all the strings are pulled and how the sausage is made, but there has to be an affinity for the Pacers there, isn't there? Like, okay, they made the finals, and you got to kind of like them, don't you, Dan?
I would say this. I think that playoff basketball in Indianapolis, I don't know other towns, I just know Indy, is the best thing we've got going here. I know the 500's great, Colts, all that. But this is truly a town, I think Cleveland's probably the same way, that comes alive. You know, spring is here. All you can get outside. Pacers are playing. It's a small, you know, area, basically downtown, Monument Circle. And I've said for years, I know we're all a college basketball town, and we love IU, Purdue, all that. But I think the best thing we got going here is playoff basketball. I really do. It's just awesome. I mean, it really is. And this team is easy to like. The personalities are terrific. They play in such a way that you want to follow them, and they're winning. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, going into June, are you kidding me? And we got playoff basketball here in Indy. It's honest to God. It's just, I think it is the best thing we have sports-wise in Indy.
All right, set it up, Dan, because in New York, Madison Square Garden, we saw who the, quote, celebrities were that were courtside. Apparently, Dolan, I didn't realize this, was configuring the seating chart for the celebs.
Like a wedding?
Yeah. Who is going to be in Indiana?
Let's see. Who's going to... Mellencamp's there bitching about McAfee. McAfee's telling him to suck it. So we got that. Vivica A. Fox, she at one point. I saw 50 Cent was there, then heard he and his boys were in the back room with some fans.
Dan, we can't say too much now. Come on, this is regular radio. I don't know where you're going with that.
I don't really know. I mean, is Al Unser still alive? Is Bobby Unser? Is DJ Boyd still rolling? Do we got Emerson Fittipaldi? I don't know. I last I looked, Jeff Smullyan, who owned our radio station, was sitting right there courtside. He's the biggest hero to me. He paid for my kids to go to college, damn it. So good for me, good for him.
Dan is joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Do the Pacers feel a bit responsible for some of the upheaval going on? They have to, where the Knicks are letting go of Tom Thibodeau, who did a fine job with the Knicks. They're talking about wanting to trade Karl Anthony Towns again. We're talking about making trades with Darius Garland and God knows who. I'm hearing some wild names right now. That's got to be a point of pride for the Pacers.
It's a point of pride for me on radio because you know how radio goes, man. You know, you see Thibodeau, and I like Thibodeau. I've known Thibodeau, and I feel bad when anybody gets fired. But I'm talking about New York City. Some guy, I don't know, Sal something on the Fan in New York went off on Tyrese Halliburton. You don't own us. Well, the dude's gone in there two straight years and beaten them in the playoffs, gotten their coach fired, gotten rants, raves, and now everybody hates Karl Anthony Towns. Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, Paul George put it all together with all the trades. OKC traded him, got a bunch. We traded him, got a bunch. Yeah, New York's our little bitch. It's just what they are in here in Indy. So screw them. Screw all the meathead freaking sports guys wanting to, you know, you come to Indy. You know what happens in Indy? It's really odd. People talk bad about Indy, right? You can't do this. Well, the number one or number two, whatever you want to say, Peyton Manning, you know, played for the Colts. And every guy that plays for, like, the Colts or the Pacers lives here. Like, you know, when they retire, they never want to leave. So New York, suck it. We don't have your taxes. We don't have your mouths. You got bad pizza. So, you know what? We're living good here. What the hell?
Dan Dockett's joining us here.
Send it to the whole city. On the North Homestead.
No, I got to do it. I had to do it. Because the one incident we had, I'm sorry. Dan Dockett's joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So I want to ask you here about the Cavaliers for a moment. I'm seeing Tyrese Halliburton and then the way these other guys fit in. We are discussing, hey, we got Donovan Mitchell. Ain't getting rid of him. Probably very strongly not getting rid of Evan Mobley, but there's other two guys in Darius Garland and Jared Allen who definitely could be up for grabs for some. How important is fit now that you have that leader? So how, like, go ahead, please.
Oh, fit is the whole thing. I talked to Kevin Pritchard about that a lot over the years. Yeah. Look, both of these teams that are in the finals, they've got guys that you never heard of. This Isaiah Hartenstein, I fell in love with him last year. He was playing with the Knicks. And, you know, Dort, those two guys fit. Yeah, you got stars, but the stars have to fit. You know, everybody wants to play with Halliburton because he'll throw the ball ahead. He'll give it to the next guy. We thought we were good here, Indianapolis did, and then all of a sudden you get Pascal Siakam, who could not have fit in better as a scorer, as a leader, as a person. The one thing that I thought about in the Cleveland series was Darius Garland. He's an interesting guy to have on your team simply because of this. Who plays with little point guards anymore? You know, I think I talked about this when I was on with you guys. Like, if you look at historically in the NBA, everybody played with a one. Now nobody calls it a one or a two or a three or four. You know, nobody plays with that. And as I watched that series, I thought to myself, you know, I don't know. You know, do you have to have the little point guard that's a volume scorer? I don't know, because the way the NBA is played, and you mentioned Halliburton, they switch everything with all these ball screens. It creates a bad matchup for Garland because of his size. He's willing, he's tough, but it creates a bad matchup because of his size, and you can't double team guys if they don't have the ball, so help's always going to come a little bit late. I don't know, man. I know Cleveland's thinking about one thing, and that's championships, not thinking about getting good because they're already good. But I wouldn't be surprised if they felt like, you know what, to take that, you know, vaunted next level, we got to figure something out at that position. No matter the numbers, I'm sure there's people around go, well, look at his numbers. I get that. I swear to God, I do. But you asked me about fit. Fit is really from 1 to 8. You know, guys coming off the bench have to have a particular fit. Obi Toppin has a great energetic fit. T.J. McConnell, when he comes in the game gets ramped up. But I wouldn't get rid of Mobley to save my life. I feel like the big guy, Allen, but Garland's the interesting one. You got to be careful because there are good numbers there, and you've won a lot of games. But I don't know what you're going to do with him late in the playoffs.
Dan Dockett with us on the hotline. Obviously, we saw the coaching can matter in the NBA big time with Rick Carlisle putting on basically a Hall of Fame case throughout this playoff run, and not the first time he has done this. Yet, we just saw Tom Thibodeau get the Knicks the furthest they've been in how many years. He's gone. Malone, gone. The championship coaches of the last 6 years, how many of them are gone? Brad Stevens, they got tired of him, and he got relegated up to the front office. Seemed like the Heat quit on Spoelstra this year. What does it matter who coaches these NBA teams sometimes?
That's a great question. It felt like to me.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Me with Thibodeau, it didn't matter him coaching the players. It mattered him coaching the general manager and the president and the owner. It feels like that's what you gotta coach. Or, you know, I always go back to this. You know, I got a lot of friends that have coached a long time in different places in the NBA. And Pat Riley said this a long, long time ago that most guys adhere to, and that is if you're not close with your best players, you've got no chance. So Magic, Kareem, back in Pat Riley's day, were his guys. I mean, he'll tell you, he played favorites. Those were his guys. You know, Phil Jackson historically did that. So, but now, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that general managers don't feel like, all right, we got the players. I don't get along with this coach. I don't care how good he is. We can win with anybody. And, man, that doesn't seem to be right. Carlisle will tell you that he has grown up. He was a very controlling coach in his first stint here. You know, you took 5, 7, 8 seconds looking over to get the play from Rick Carlisle. What's the play? Well, that's not how they play anymore. You know, he learned, he grew, he got better, he opened up. I don't get the Thibodeau thing. Thibodeau's one. Maybe he behind the scenes is a pain in the ass. But honest to God, guys, Anthony and Ken, I swear to God, I feel like it's almost, instead of making sure the best players on your side, you got to coddle the damn GM or the president or whoever the decision maker is. It's NBA's jacked up with that.
Dan Dockett's joining us on the show. Yeah, I agree, because I asked a question, and I know I knew I was going to get killed for it online, and that's fine, but because it's going to be taken in a bad way, but I'm going, if I'm watching Tom Thibodeau get fired, then I'm sorry, the defending coach of the year in Kenny Atkinson has to be on some clock that's ticking now, because things are bound to change. If we can't get back to the Eastern Conference Finals at some point, not with this group's never been to the Eastern Conference Finals, but really get to the finals, like, yeah, there's probably going to be some change coming.
There's no doubt. Look, there's a saying in coaching, if Indiana fire Bob Knight and the Colts will go release Peyton Manning, your ass is on the line too. That's just the way coaches look at it. So, yeah, Kenny Atkinson did a great job. But now you're talking about what? You're talking about, well, do the pieces fit? Do we have to blow this up? Do we have to rebuild this? Why are you talking about that? Well, because it didn't get done. The Pacers got you in the playoffs. And, you know, sometimes, and it doesn't always happen. It didn't happen in the West this year. Sometimes in the NBA, the best team doesn't win in the playoffs. 4 out of 7 is built to win in, you know, the best team, right? College basketball, you can have an upset, make 23s in a game, and you go ahead and beat Duke. But in the NBA, you do that one time, you got to beat LeBron James 3 or 4 times in 2 weeks. Good luck with that when he was playing with, you know, Cleveland and all that. But no, when you have a terrific regular season and you don't get to the finals, even if you do get to the finals, apparently, with Thibodeau, but if people deem it to be a disappointment, they're looking to blow it up, part of that blow-up is the coach at times. So, yeah, Kenny Atkinson, he probably knows that. But what you got to do is you got to hope you got Thibodeau's $30 million sitting there in your back pocket, and then you say, hey, man, fire my ass. I don't care.
I wanted to ask you this because I was driving home yesterday. I was on the phone with Tone, and I says, you think Tom Thibodeau even cares, or does he just know that this is part of the game? And I didn't know he got $30 million. I just went tens of millions of dollars. Like, I know you get close, and that's got to be disappointing, but in the grand scheme of things, like, what, is he sitting there in seclusion in one of his rooms in his house right now over this?
It ain't his first rodeo, brother. You know what I mean? Like, you know, one of the things that when you get fired or it's a mutual whatever it is your ego gets hurt, right? I mean, hey, wait a second. And then they hire another guy, and you're like, damn, that dude ain't better than me, that kind of thing. Well, Thibodeau's been through this. Thibodeau knows. And, yeah, probably went, what? What the hell are you talking about? You're firing me. Yeah, we're firing you. Okay. Hey, next call he makes is to his lawyer. Next call the lawyer makes is to the Knicks. How are we paying off this $30 million? So he has – your ego does get hurt, no question. But – and that's why Larry Brown, if you remember, Larry Brown coached every NBA team in America because he always said, screw it, man. I'm getting out ahead of the posse, but I'm keeping a home in Malibu on the water because I'm getting paid by all these damn teams and I don't want to go live in that city. I'll go get an apartment. Home base is Malibu. I got enough money because I keep getting fired and I keep getting hired. So screw it. So other than your ego for a few days, Thibodeau's probably like, all right, do I want to coach? Do I not? And his agent's probably making calls.
There's been a lot of talk already about what the ratings are going to be for the NBA Finals. Immediately, Clay Travis on Q was talking about that. What I question from you, Dan, we went over the NBA Finals schedule. And it's been pretty consistent over the years now how they set it up. And you don't get any Friday or Saturday night games. You don't get any Sunday afternoon games. I saw Caitlin Clark peak at $24 million in the college national championship that was here in Cleveland. I think it tipped off at 3:30. We know that the highly coveted window in the NFL is actually not prime time. It's actually, you know, 4:25. The Super Bowl, they play at 6:35. So why the night games? Why all at night, especially when 50% of the country, I don't think people realize this, live in the Eastern time zone. Why do we still cater these things to other time zones?
I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. I feel like ESPN kind of, or ABC, I guess, Disney, kind of just sets what they set. Like, if you think about it, and I mean, I'm just spitballing here, but if you think about it, what you just mentioned, all right, the sports you just mentioned, are any of them on ABC or are any of them on ESPN in the afternoon? I mean, you know, back in the day on Saturday, bowling used to be on ABC. But ABC, you really, if you think about them in sports, which is basically ESPN, they don't put anything. They've never had NFL in the afternoon. They have college football, but they got college football basically from noon to 2 o'clock in the morning. So I would think it's not a network thing, but CBS, I mean, shoot, you talked about football. That's where they put it. Fox, that's where they put it. Super Bowl included. So I really don't know. I'm interested to see the ratings because I think that Indiana, while obviously a small market, is known as a basketball town, and people have interest in basketball across the country when it comes to Indiana. But that just may be me living in Indiana. You know, probably be down. But, you know, if you really think about it, NBA ratings should never be down. There's nothing else going on. I mean, in individual cities like yours, I just watched the Guardians and the Yankees last night. Individual cities have baseball. But when you really think about national across the board, what the hell else is going on? So the NBA should be killing it for the sports fans, particularly now when casual sports fans bet their face off on every damn shot a guy takes and can do it from your, you know, from your couch. So I don't know. I'm kind of interested in looking forward, but I never really thought of what you were saying. But, you know, spitballing here, I don't recall ABC having a big afternoon sports event. Ever. I mean, going back to when I was a kid.
Dan, we thank you so much for the time. All the best. Enjoy the finals.
Guys, thanks for all your help with my shows. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Dan Dockage from Outkick, as well as Indy Sports Ticket, 1430 over in Indianapolis.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.